I hope everyone enjoyed my children's message this morning. I'm not, even if I'm not just aiming at you, it can be a preliminary introduction on prayer. So as adults, you know, we would like to go deeper. And, you know, Christians can talk to God. But we, matured Christians, can talk with God, which means not unilateral request to God, but bilateral, having a conversation, having more to do with listening and discerning of God's will as we go deeper. And today's gospel lesson from John, chapter 17, is known as a prayer chapter of the Lord. Lord is praying for disciples before he goes get arrested, and for us as well. And there is no mention of Counselor, which is the Holy Spirit, in this chapter, only of the Father-Son relations. This may be owing to the confinement of the figure of a consolation to the last days, and the Father, rather than the Spirit, is asked to sanctify Jesus' friend in truth, which means the Word of God, according to verse 17. So I would like to share my personal story. It was the Lent season in 1999 when I wanted to devote myself in, you know, sincere and very serious prayer vigil by attending the early morning service at 4:30 a.m. And it was not the first time, but I had to promise myself to just, you know, one of our cell group members to pick her up on the way so that I won't miss that whole 40 days of prayer. And at that time, I was attending a mega church. And, you know, you're talking about more than 50,000 people. And it is throughout eight services on Sunday, more than 50,000 people worship in that church. Anyway, in that hour, 4:30 in the morning, the people are gathering, about 1,000. And taxi, the cab drivers think that we are all nuts. Because, you know, moving in. Anyway, the first day, the pastor was asking us to write down, what is your request? What is your prayer request? And I wasn't able to specify what it is. There are so many issues at that time. And, oh, wow. God, according to your will, I'll follow. Here I am. You never know what you pray for. You never know. God is there with you. And I can say this because at the time my daughter was a senior, and then the entrance exam to college is so difficult. And we were thinking, Jay and I were thinking, having, you know, living in Germany, so they already knew English. So we were thinking of having the education here in the States, one way or another. But listening to those, you know, highly motivated mothers in terms of child education, I knew it was the best way to come as a family. And the next year, Jay got transferred by his company after the prayer. That's here I am as a family. We arrived and became an American citizen. And it is a miracle standing in front of you, preaching to you. It was a bonus I was sharing with my friends. Praise God. Amen. According to your will, that was my prayer. It was anonymous. I was talking to God, not to anybody. The Holy Spirit must have moved me in that moment. Remember, Romans, 8:26-27, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, and the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Amen? It is amazing. I believe and trust wherever we go, God has purpose in us. And when you trust and listen carefully, that God's purpose, what would be, and find meaning in it. And I strongly believe that our congregation here after so many of difficult barriers, I am certain that we will prosper and thrive. Amen? So today's psalm is the one of the favorite verses of mine too. And because, you know, psalm consists of all full of prayers. And if you think you do not know how to pray after the Lord's Prayer, and if you don't know how to pray, you say Lord's Prayer over and over. And open up your Bible. Someone said jokingly, open up. Psalm is in the middle. You start reading it. That's why psalm is all included always in the lectionary. It's a prayer. And let's take a look at it. The first one, the blessed. What is it? Blessed means who has Christ in our heart. Blessed doesn't mean that you have abundantly blessed it with material. Blessed means that who has Christ in our heart. That what? It's so easy to understand. The one who do not follow the wicked and who will not accompany the sinners, who wants it with the conceited, and who are pleased and joyful within the law of the Lord, and who meditate on the word of God day and night, that's the blessed. And real blessings follow. Joy, complete joy, and your what? Confidence and everything, consolation, follows as you do that. Amen? So Reverend Spurgeon, he is an English Baptist preacher and great theologian, says in his book called The Treasury of the Bible, in regards to this chapter specifically, he has written 8 volumes of the Bibles, in regards to this chapter, that the Lord is praying for us to be sanctified and to become holy by emphasizing God the Father is the only one who could help us on this. Once again, let me read from verse 14 to 21. I have given them your word. The world has hated them, but for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. So my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. And they are not the world, even as I am not of it. So sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Your word is truth. And as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, and all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Wow. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Please say, I believe. Jesus is praying to his Father and on behalf of us who need sanctification. By the sanctifying grace, we can be perfected according to Wesley. So sanctifying entails somewhat higher aspect than cleansing. It has to be covered by the grace of God. You know, if you are saying only, I'm satisfied with my ethical and moral attitude toward this world, and I am a good citizen abiding rules and regulations, then you are not any better than atheists or any non-believers. Jesus paid the price, bought us. When you buy something, you possess, right? We belong to the Lord. Amen? He bought us, paid the price. We belong to the Lord. We got to obey, and we ought to confess that our Lord is in charge of my life and pray to become holy as he prayed to his Father in love. And without sanctification and holiness, and you are unable to enjoy the sweet honey taste of the world. Without sanctification, one would be full of fear and suspicions and all these negative things. and enjoy reading, please, the Bible, the Word of God, the truth. And your joy will be complete. That's what God wants us to be. And that's why we are created for. And for the greater good. Later. Before, you have to sanctify yourself. You have to become focusing to God first in order for us to go out. Make sense? Would you like to slow down with God? Would you like to slow down? How much time do you spend to talk to God every day? We are living in a hectic world where everybody seems to be so busy, hurry. When you go out to the road and you see everyone, where are they all going? But maybe they have two jobs or three jobs, but still we need to find time to be with God every day. Are you too busy not to pray? That's wrong. That's not right. Because we are created that way to have consistent relationship with God and personal relationship. When you have your personal relationship with God and answered prayer come true, you become a what? Witness. To go out and say, just like me. And look at me, here I am. Thanks be to God. It is not my will. Amen? Amen. So then in what way do you think the prayer would be beneficial for you? In what way? I can tell you it is beneficial for you first. Here I would like to share a few points. By having a fellowship time with the living God as you know, and you will be able to experience resurrected Christ actively working in your life. And secondly, through prayer as a means of grace, you get to enjoy wonderful mercy and grace when we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy and grace falls onto you every day. And prayer helps you and gives you freedom from the worries and concerns. You will shine like a Christ. Your countenance shows that Christ is in you because you're enjoying your freedom from worries and concerns. And fourthly, through prayer, we get to receive the Holy Spirit. Some people receive their gift of tongue. You don't have to worry about not receiving any tongue or gift. Everyone is different, and you will receive your unique gift from God. Holy Spirit will work in you, through you, by you, when you open your heart and mind. And then fifth, we also can be prepared to the second coming of Jesus Christ. What did he say in the Bible? You got to have oil for the lamp, and you got to be prepared with prayer. And six, besides from Bible study, prayer is the most effective and efficient means to be matured spiritually. You get to see the right point when something happens. And under any circumstances, you can be calm. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, prayer works. Not because prayer, pastor says so, not because, you know, but the scripture says so, and Jesus affirms so. And he's asking us to know the truth, the word of God, and be holy. And it's God's gift to us. And by this gift of grace, we can be sanctified. And the Holy Spirit is here for you to intercede for you, for your benefit, when you do not know how to pray. Let us slow down to be with God, more to feel the presence of God in your life, and to live vitally and faithfully. This is the way to fulfill the Lord's prayer. Lord's prayer, who wants to give us abundant life here and now. Amen.